I want to spend as much time with Jay Ratliff as possible. Let's get him rolling this morning on the LegacyRetirementGroup.com phone line. So Jay, in case you didn't know, wears two different hats. He's got JayRatliff.com. That's his aviation page, and we're in, you know, peak spring break travel mode at the moment. We'll talk more about that coming up. But probably more urgently, the other hat Jay wears is DayTradeFun.com. And Jay teaches folks how to make some money on the stock market. And had a an interesting day yesterday, Jay. I would imagine you were up early this morning making some pre-market opening trades, I would guess.
Well, I send to my students pre-market observation emails saying, hey, kind of keep an eye out for these, avoid these, those kinds of things as we get started. But, no, yesterday was an interesting day because, look, I had a student yesterday make $31,000.
Wow.
Yeah. Anytime with this type of market, what tends to happen is there's overreactions. And what happens is, I look at stocks, I've been tracking them for 30 years. When stocks hit a point where there's overreactions, emotion takes over, you simply sit back and wait. And when stocks hit our predetermined entry point, we buy them. And I've taught them exactly where to go and sell them. And as long as you don't try to go for grand slams and you're okay with, 5, 10, 15%, you make a lot more money on Wall Street if you use more stocks, and the less time your money's in the market, less risk. So to me, with this kind of environment, it's the perfect way to go because I like less risk. But, the danger is when you start seeing the headlines and there's a market sell-off over a period of time, everybody starts to second-guess themselves, and they want to immediately jump into their portfolio and rearrange things. And if you're one of the long-term buy, hold, and pray individuals, you've got things set up in a specific way, and the idea of changing it frequently always works against you. So the easiest thing to do is just sit back and wait, and over a period of time, you can go back yearly or whatever and adjust as needed, but you really, really need to be careful because, I don't try to time the market. My students don't. We time stocks based on how they're moving in the course of a day. But to try to change the direction of your carefully laid out portfolio is never a good idea. So, stick with the plan that you've got. And if you are putting money in the market and the market does drop 10 or 15%, instead of panicking and you're actually should be celebrating the fact that you're buying shares of stocks you like at a discounted price so that as they come back in time, as you hope they will, it's going to end up working out very, very well for you. And that's what Warren Buffett does. He just sits back and waits for, stocks to go on sale. And then when everybody else is panicking, he's buying them. And that's why he makes as much money as he does.
Yeah, buy when other people are selling and sell when other people are buying. So what I'm hearing after stocks are down almost 900 points yesterday from Jay Ratliff, this is a heck of a buying opportunity. There's some bargains
it's not
out there.
A heck of one. I mean, a heck of one is, it was a good one. I'm not going to lie to
you. Okay, it's a good buying opportunity.
It was. Yeah. And we made good work of it.